This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Yeah. They need this guy. We're talking about Nick Bosa. You know what? You could have one great player. I could shut down one great player. Sorry. I can just make all my focus on them.
He's a force, though.
He is a force, and he will get his because
he is a force.
Because he's a Hall of Famer, Joe, he will get his. The TJ Watts, the Miles Garrett, the Max Crosby's, the Nick Bosa's, they're going to get theirs. Someone else needs to step up
if you
really want to compete, though.
No doubt.
Why do you think the Rams did it last year? And Baldy was talking about nailing Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. Two guys on the D-line that you're going to have the next decade, you hope, in Los Angeles. That's how you win in the playoffs. Not one, but two. How did the Eagles win in the Super Bowl? They didn't even rush the free. They didn't even send a blitz in the Super Bowl.
Ridiculous.
Because their front four dominated, right?
Yeah.
Not to say that anyone has that. I think they're the deepest team in the NFL. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And again, shout out Laughing Monk for hosting us yesterday, Joe, down in Sunnyvale, Laughing Monk Brewing. Shout out Sam, all the crew. It was a lot of fun. Great time out. And go there for every single Niner game. All right, any NFL game, doesn't matter, Thursday, whatever, they're going to host it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Great food, great brews. Go out there.
Let's do the good, the bad, the ugly of what we saw yesterday at camp. Let's have fun.
Let's hit it.
Camp report.
Let's go. Ooh. Is this the old open? Remember you had that
one? Yeah. Are you
a big Clint Eastwood?
I'm a huge spaghetti Western guy.
Okay. That was your whole
fistful of dollars.
Okay,
come on, dude.
I don't think I've seen the good, bad, the ugly. I don't think I've seen the other two. That's like a trilogy.
Back to the Future 3 is basically ripping off everything that happened in those. I love it. All right, let's start with the good. You guys ready to start with the good? All right, the good. Boom, I'm just going to roll through them. Do you have your own list?
I do.
All right.
We're going to each give our good. So you'll give yours.
I've got so much. I got way more good than I have bad and ugly.
Okay, are you giving a lot or are you just giving one?
I got bullet points. You ready?
Go.
Mac Jones.
Okay.
Mac Jones looked good.
Yay!
Yeah, look, it's against the twos. I'm just telling you guys, like, I don't believe in Mac Jones. I thought he sucked. I didn't think he had a great arm. All those things were wrong. This offense was made for him. This is not about Purdy. It was just individually. If the quarterback went down and they missed two or three games, I think Matt can win you one or two of those games. I did not think that with Brandon Allen. They found something here with Mac Jones. For $3 million, he looked really good. His arm looks good. His anticipation. He was made to play in Shanahan's system. Is he better than Purdy? No. Look, Purdy's the man for right now. Like, Purdy got paid. He's the dude. I'm just saying, in a vacuum, I thought Mac really impressed me. I came away so impressed with Mac Jones yesterday.
They can win games with Mac Jones, which is more than you could say about Brandon Allen or the Pastronaut last year, Josh Dobbs. And that's all you need to know. And you know what? Considering this offensive line, you might see more Mac Jones than Brock Purdy
at times.
He's
got more size than I thought.
He does. No, he's big.
Yeah. He's bigger than I thought.
He looks the part.
Yeah, he does.
Sure.
He does. He's a big
guy.
Can't move very well, but he moves better than I thought.
Well, he's not as mobile as Brock is, but he can scramble a little
bit.
He will, if he is decisive enough, because he did it yesterday, he'll step up in the pocket and take a couple, and he was smart about sliding. I noticed that.
Yes,
his sliding technique. Again, we're going back up sliding technique here. Talking about,
but you gotta protect yourself.
But you gotta protect yourself. That's part of the position.
I thought he had the second best throw of the day.
Yeah.
Which was the 60-something yard bomb to Robbie Chosen.
He's got an arm. again, we saw this at Bama. So when everyone was saying, like, you can't draft Mac Jones, you can't do it, the guy was a national championship. It looked incredible, albeit with incredible talent all around him.
I
was high on Mac Jones, too. Okay. I think everyone came away yesterday, Joe, to your point, saying Mac Jones looked good.
He did. He looked, yeah. But again, it's against the twos, right? So, like, again, I'm trying to, like, preface all this. All right, Alfred Collins, I already referenced him. I thought he looked really good. I'll scratch him off. I know. CMC. I don't know about the running stuff, because it's tough to tell about running backs, because they thud you and you don't know, are you breaking that tackle or are you going down right then and there. As a pass catcher, he's so smooth.
Yeah. No, the routes were crisp, and you can see
he's so smooth.
He is a step above running back when it comes to the route running.
Like, he's so good.
You can see why his brother Luke McCaffrey, who's a wide receiver for Washington, right? And he's obviously the son of Ed, who is a wide receiver in his own right. You can see that he comes from a wide receiver background, Joe.
Yes.
You can just see it. Now, he doesn't have the height of one, but you know what? He could actually probably beat one of the better slot receivers on a team that is kind of thin, as we're talking about the Niners thinness.
Yeah.
They might need him, actually, now that we're talking about the touches, and like that's going to be a tricky thing because they're going to need CMC a lot in the pass game, too.
Yeah.
They need him.
All right, these guys don't just look good, they look great. This is good, the bad, the ugly yesterday.
I love
yesterday.
This music. It's actually getting fired up.
D'Amore Lenore is just so smooth. He's so good. All right, George Kittle, I mean, he looks like he's been bodybuilding his whole life. He looks so good.
Yay!
Nick Bosa, just dominating Mike McGlinchey. Time is a flat circle, as they say. Fred Warner, just no one looks better in a uniform than Fred Warner with the hair flowing out of the helmet.
I got body envy.
Oh,
I got guru on him. Fred Warner.
He looks like a Greek god.
He does.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
Like when you look at like these war movies from back in the day, like he could be in any one of those war movies.
Him with Gerard Butler in 300.
God, I love him. And he's just such a stud. Jordan Watkins, number 17, the wide receiver. Very impressed with him.
Yeah.
Don't know what to make because it's against the twos, so I don't want to lose my mind. But he's nice. Good, shifty receiver. Stronger than I thought. Thicker. Kind of gave me some Debo vibes in terms of toughness over the middle in congested areas. I like Jordan Watkins a lot.
I like DeMarcus Robinson, too. DeMarcus Robinson.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I was not, you know... It's an interesting one, too, right? Because DeMarcus Robinson has been kind of like a two or a three for most of his career. He's got speed, but he's not going to be a sexy name. But he made plays yesterday. Mm. He's a veteran.
He did.
And veterans
he
matter
did. You're
to
right.
quarterbacks that are still relatively young. And trust is going to be a big deal. And I do think there is trust there between Purdy, whether it's Mac Jones, Purdy, and DeMarcus Robinson.
All right. So, and it's funny that people are actually putting this on the YouTube chat, because what did I keep saying? Go, who's returning kicks, guys? I'm asking all the beat writers, like, what is going on with this returner? Because I've heard nothing. This Bergeon kid caught every single punt.
Yeah.
He looked really good. 86.
No,
he's tiny. He is really little. I don't love any of the other returners that they had back there. 49, Kiner, and
Corey Kiner is really small.
He's tiny.
I'm just going to say that.
Well,
we'll
see.
Yeah, we'll see with him. And
but Bergeon is the guy, I think, as the punter turner, and I actually really like him. Sure-handed. He's good.
Well, there was no fumbles yesterday, and that's all you want to see right there. They're not going to blow you up. They're not going to do anything like that. But those are that's pressure still.
Yeah.
Like, that's pressure. You're trying to make a team, That's how you start to do that, right? You think of guys like their seventh-round picks, the Julian Edelmans of the world. I'm not saying he's going to be Julian Edelman.
That's
guys,
how,
relax.
That's how Bill Belichick found Wes Welker.
There you go.
From the Miami Dolphins.
Exactly.
He's a really nice return.
As I mentioned, Julian Edelman, who took Wes Welker's place, right? There you go.
The last good, and this goes to the Broncos. Guys, Bo Nix is good. You guys can say whatever you want about Sean Payton and all that. Like, that's fine. I'm here to tell you, dude's big. Dude's strong. He plays slow for how fast he is because he's processing really quick. He throws touch passes. Just, again, from across the field, I was very impressed with Bo Nix.
We'll see. This is going
to
be...
skeptical.
Well, no. But it's the same...
He threw some dimes.
It's the same how you kind of were viewing C.J. Stroud last year. I'm going to be viewing Jaden Daniels
fair.
And Bo Nix this year.
Yeah. Sophomore
slump.
It's totally fair.
As we're doing with Brock Purdy, quite frankly.
Totally fair.
Do it again. I'm very curious because there's going to be an opportunity for Denver. And by the way, the more and more I keep seeing this on my social media feed, the Broncos are the sexy pick to win the AFC West. Double down on the Chiefs, everyone. Just do it.
Taking the Broncos.
There you go. Please. I want everyone to keep doubting the Kansas City Chiefs.
Zach Allen.
Because you know what's
going to
happen. Casey Carter's shaking his head. We fall for this every year, guys. The sexy, trendy pick. Oh, Bo Nix. Maybe he's going to overtake everyone. He's going to win the division. I get it. Rashawn Slater getting hurt with the Chargers. Maybe you put the Broncos over ahead of them now, but... That's fine. Bo Nix looks good yesterday.
All right, let's
I will give you that.
Let's pivot to the bad before we get to the ugly, because we're coming up against it. All right, the bad. It's a bad look that Trent Williams was wearing a hat with the full uniform on, yucking it up with the Broncos and not practicing. I know what the reasoning is. I'm just telling you, like, as a Niner fan, I got, like, front-runner vibes from Trent Williams. And I understand, like, he's a legend, and so, like, he's having fun. Like, dog, this ain't the All-Star game. Like, the NBA All-Star game where everyone's, like, hanging out during, like, the three-point shootout and the dunk contest. Trent, he's a great player. I just thought it was a bad look yesterday. Just my personal opinion.
In an era where everyone's getting in fights because they want it so damn bad, was there even a... There was, like, maybe a scuffle, but it wasn't even that. There was nothing yesterday. There was too much yucking it up. And I saw one team that was happy to be there and another team that was just, yeah, all right, well, you know, I got Trent Williams here hanging out. Dude, go talk to your offensive linemen that are getting worked that entire time. Go get in their ear. Go mentor them. That's what you need to be... What was Brandon Ayuk doing?
Oh, he was laser focused, so frustrated he couldn't be on the field. And I actually really... Ayuk has made me turn my whole opinion around on him.
And that's actually what kind of bothered me, is that I know physically Trent Williams can be out there, and I know it's killing Brandon Ayuk not to be out there.
That's a great way to put that.
Kind of pissed me off as a fan.
Yeah.
And I keep seeing and hearing that Brandon Ayuk has been nothing but a mentor for all these young receivers. These guys are trying to make the team. He has been nothing but a team player from this point on. And then my guy, my future Hall of Famer, and I get it. It's joint practice. And Trent, if he shows up, he's already going to be walking into the Hall of Fame. He's still one of the best in the league. I just want you to be mentoring these guys. I wanted to see that.
Let's go back to that really quickly. Niners secondary, bad. Purdy's pocket to throw all day, bad.
No!
75 and 74. You're just not very good. I don't know who you are. Not good. Backup running back, bad. And then the defensive line, I thought, was biting a lot on the stretch play action from Sean Payton and the Broncos. So that's something they're going to have to work on. Pick the one that you want to talk about.
Let's tease the ugly for the other side, Joe, because we're up against it. So we've gotten the good, we've gotten the bad, and Joe Shasky's the ugliest thing he saw yesterday outside of my sweaty head. That's going to be on the other side.
Oh, no.
And it's going to be brought to you by the American Cancer Society.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Heidi, are you competitive in that regard? Do you like going to the beach at all? Can you walk around, the physical nature of walking around at the boardwalk? Because it's going to be toasty this weekend, Joe. You have your hats ready, by the way?
Are you like Trump doing the like fitness test here? What is going on?
He approached me. I didn't.
You, Saquon,
I can't confirm Bosa. Nor deny. Well, I think Tua and Saquon said no, right? Bosa said yes. That's how.
Of course Bosa said yes.
Well, I mean,
not mad at him.
Guys,
if the president is asking you and you can make a little money on the side, you say yes.
Is he much money? Well,
Bosa's not on that, is he?
Yeah, he absolutely is.
I thought it was Kachuk, Wayne Gretzky, and Bryson DeChambeau.
I think Bosa accepted it. Get on that, Carter, in the back.
I will.
This is hard-pressing stuff. Do we need to see Nick Bosa tomorrow in the preseason?
No,
I say no.
No.
I don't think so. But
no.
But I do think there are some players that have some cobwebs that need to be untangled, if you will. I think Christian McCaffrey, Joe, needs to get some reps in some games, whether it be against twos or threes. I don't really care. I want to see him go through some tackles. I want to see that.
They'll probably, this is just a speculation, but they'll probably do a series or two with the full unit for the most part.
Right, and maybe not even, maybe it's not tomorrow, maybe it's next week. Like sometimes that's what happens. I don't know. I just saw Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase yesterday with the Bengals. And if either of those guys go down, their season might just be over, especially Burrow, obviously. But even Ja'Marr Chase, he means that much to that offense. Like, they're willing to go out there for a couple series and go put up those numbers. Why can't Brock? Why can't CMC?
Well,
why can't Pearson?
We don't know if they did joint practices. I don't. I know that Lamar was talking about how they did the joint practices yesterday in their preseason game. And Lamar was like, yeah, we got great work in those joint practices. We treated them like games.
Ja'Marr Chase or Lamar Jackson? Sorry.
Lamar Jackson.
Okay, got it.
Did I say Ja'Marr? I meant Lamar Jackson.
No, you're good. You're good.
Because that game was on the NFL Network.
Correct.
And I was watching it and I was like saying to myself, oh, well, that's interesting. Like, Lamar is basically telling you what everyone else has been saying, which is these joint practices tend to be a little more game specific than the preseason games.
By the way, Anthony Richardson, it's done. It's over. I'm calling it a career. It sucks to say. It's a dislocated pinky, but this guy, it's a walking medical. As we're talking about Garendo having so many injuries, Anthony Richardson, he was a project heading into it. They didn't want to stick with him knowing he was a project. But the body, the arm, I mean, everything, right?
Remember when he said, I'm too tired to play?
I do remember that. He said, hey, I got to come out.
Do we want to finish up our ugly? So we had the good, the bad, the ugly. We had the good, we had the bad
There's one thing. There's nothing in sports. This is the most ugly thing I saw yesterday.
Oh, my God.
There's nothing in sports more humiliating than when the other team is clowning you. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's practice. I don't care if it's in the backyard. I don't care if it's in the Little League World Series. I don't care if it's at the college championship BCS game or if it's in pros or it's at joint practice. The way the Broncos defense was not just dominating the Niners, to me it was the clowning of the Niners. Like, they knew what was coming. Like, they could not be slowed down. That part was tough to see and tough to swallow.
Of all the ugly things I saw yesterday, it's coupled with that and then Trent probably yucking it up with them as they're dominating. But DJ Jones in particular, how he looked being a former 49er and your failure to address said position basically since then. Yeah, you have Eric Armstead and he was fine. Like, he was good. But you really haven't recovered since DeForest Buckner at the defensive tackle position. And DJ Jones is really good in his own right there. And you feel like, God, why can't we have kept that guy? And he was kind of letting you know about it yesterday. And that's, and that's the worst part. When someone leaves you, Joe, and gets better. We could try to say, hey, I want the best for you. I want all this. But then when they're doing it and then just letting you know about it and they still feel some type of way, how could you not be like, okay, yeah, I got to eat that one. And the Niners ate it yesterday. They had to eat.
Absolutely.
They ate a humble sandwich yesterday.
It might be the best thing for them. You know, it doesn't mean their season's over. It doesn't mean they suck. It doesn't mean they're going to win seven games, six games. It's just, hey, this is what happened on this given day. You know, and it's about matchups and, you know, everything's a work in progress. But the part that really bugged me, and I hope it sticks with the players, and I think it will, because I saw Christian McCaffrey behind everyone. They're all in a line behind the play, right?
Right.
And when CMC would come out, he would stand almost back farther than everyone else. He was chomping at the bit, not just to play, but I think to shut up the Broncos. You could just see that guy. Look, I will never doubt Christian McCaffrey's competitive fire. That guy wants it.
Well,
bad.
Well, that's the thing. I know CMC wants it. I know
Brandon Ayuk wants it.
I know Brandon Ayuk, even on the sidelines.
I got the sense from Brandon Ayuk, he was not happy that he couldn't participate.
God, and it really, it just shows yesterday with the wide receiver room how desperately they miss Brandon Ayuk, because him just would have, if he was out there, hell, they missed Juwan Jennings.
Big time, they missed Jennings. They missed a big body guy who can come down with a catch in traffic.
And talking about winners and losers, this is good, bad, the ugly, but if you do like a winners and losers, I think Juwan Jennings not being there turned into a winner for him in his negotiations, Joe. Are you kidding me?
Not a doubt in my mind.
Now all of a sudden, I am kind of with the conspiracy that, yeah, maybe he was like him and his agent. Wow, this Broncos defense is really good. Maybe if I miss this joint practice, I'm not reporting anything. I'm just speculation. Just, hey, you know what? Maybe if I miss this and it highlights just how thin they are at that position, maybe we can get the ball rolling here sooner rather than later on this contract extension. Give me a couple more million, guys. I'll be out there. Calm the waters, because Purdy needs him. Absolutely he needs him.
Oh, no doubt.
He was number one last year.
No doubt. I mean, look, if he's legitimately injured, Juwan Jennings, like, that's just concerning in its own right, because they're super thin at receiver.
They're injured everywhere, too. Like, that's another rat on the table right now. The injury report, they're all going to be 49ers related. Juwan, Ayuk, Garendo, Cowing. Now you got Jordan James out for a few weeks because he broke his finger, right? Like, Michael Williams, hyperextended knee. You just, the list goes on and on and on. And that's the one thing. That's the only way you, because they didn't lose yesterday. Like, there, it was a joint, it was a practice, right? And they're only going to get better.
Again, I came away encouraged in a lot of areas.
The only way they lose is when you lose players. When people get hurt.
Well, that's why Michael Williams was a big blow.
Like, the Chargers,
and they're lucky they dodged
Chargers, the Chargers took a massive step back. They lost their left tackle yesterday, Rashawn Slater. He's out for the season.
I mean,
that's a loss.
They're in trouble.
They're in trouble. When big boys and big name players and players you are counting on all season long go down in either training camp or a preseason game, that's the only way you lose before a season starts, is that way. And that is what you don't want. And that is why that's the argument against playing some of these guys and playing your starters in these preseason games. I understand the Sean McVays of the world, but I do think the Niners are in a position right now where they need all the reps they can get. Some of these guys do, right? I think Pearsall needs to keep getting reps and reps and reps. I think I would like to see, you know, when he does come out there, the Micah Williams, obviously, if it's just a hyperextension, he comes back next week. Bryce Huff needs all these reps. I want to see more of Bryce Huff. But the young guys that you drafted, the Alfred Collins of the world, right, Joe? You know, the CJ Wests of the world. Can they flash tomorrow against the Broncos? I don't care if it's against the twos or the threes. Just flash. Because I'll see the skill set. I'll see the talent. Hell, Garendo, I saw it in the preseason last year. Remember that crazy game against the Raiders? Like, where it was like back and it was like going to like overtime. Like, they don't do overtime anymore, but like it was going back and forth. There was kickoff returns.
Yeah.
Like, this, no one could stop anyone and when it came to special teams. But, like, I even saw some flashes from Garendo then. I was like, oh, okay, maybe this work's got something.
You know, I've been going to practice for 5 years now, right? Mm-hmm. And when you watch the position groups drill and you watch the team on 11-on-11s and then you're seeing the subs coming in and out, the last couple years, you could name every starter.
Yeah.
That's number one. And then all the backups were pretty solidified, whether they were veterans or draft picks that had some status. And then all the extra guys that were on the fringe of getting cut, you're like, oh, well, that guy will be an NFL player somewhere. What really stuck out to me yesterday is that this Niner team, different from years past, A, there are a lot of jobs up for grabs, which is the first time in 5-6 years. I haven't seen this many jobs up for grabs in a long time. And then B, when they make all their cuts, I'm not sure how many of those guys that get cut are actually going to get picked up by other NFL teams. They're thinner after the first six guys than they've been in a long time. Now, they have a lot of young guys who can go in either direction. They can develop, and then they can be a part of that depth that they're so missing right now and be impact starters. Or, you know, they don't pan out. You know, time will tell. But they're really thin. And I look at running back and the unknown of CMC, what really scares me, Patrick Taylor Jr. getting second-team reps.
Not
Corey
good.
Kiner
yeah.
getting third-string reps.
And this is what Brian Baldinger told us yesterday about how important the running game is. Obviously, it's important. Saquon Barkley, and you look at what Christian McCaffrey did just a couple years ago with these 49ers. But Baldy breaks it down better than anyone else, talking about the best teams being running offenses.
Teams that are running the football right now are winning. Philadelphia ran it 725 times last year, the third most in NFL history. You know, Detroit, Baltimore, like these teams are running it 55% of the time, just in between 55 and 60% of the time. I feel like there's a shift. And so the 49ers can be involved in that because they have been able to run it. And that's why your first question, Joe, about, you know, Christian McCaffrey is so important. Being able to finish games running it, finishing on third, you know, completing third downs, finishing it in the red zone, finishing it from the 2-yard line. That's why the Eagles with this push was so important. They held onto the ball. They finished drives. They finished, you know, they scored rushing touchdowns. Like these defenses are so good right now, so talented that in these matchup zones that teams are doing, like these windows are small, like they're sitting on top of these routes. Like you better find a way to run the football right now.
And that's why I think there's going to be a retooling, not a reinvention per se, but Kyle Shanahan's going to have to get creative this year when it comes to the offense because of all the depth or lack thereof at the positions and the skill positions, Joe, whether it's wide receiver, whether it's running back. Like, you got to get Pearsall in motion. That's something I came away with yesterday. Both you and I were discussing that. You got to get Pearsall in motion because he's not just this physical specimen. He's not this Randy Moss.
You can't line him up on the line of scrimmage.
You can't. That's not his game.
And they play press and expect him to win right away all the time.
No, and you got to get him in motion. You got to get creative here. You got to get Christian McCaffrey moving a little bit more, right, in the passing game. So, you know, we always talk about the run setting up the pass. Well, sometimes you got to use kind of like the pass as a makeshift run game for you at times.
That's why they looked so good in the 2-minute drill yesterday. Yeah. I actually thought that was pretty. He looked so rhythmic in that. Mm-hmm. He's really started to feel himself. And where did Kittle and Pearsall make a lot of their money? On those short out routes.
And the biggest completion, too, is right in the middle of the field. I think it was to Kittle as well. Yeah. Right? Just dead center. Yeah. That's where Brock lives. And this throwing offense has worked, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo in the past, whether it's Trey Lance, right?
He was a little off early. I thought he was holding because again the O-line wasn't good yesterday. They got dominated, and I just thought that he had to hold the ball a lot longer than he wanted to, and his throws were a little behind guys.
Right. Well, it's still
early
even,
in practice.
Still even scared me when he was throwing to the middle of the field, but it was a nice throw. It was a nice catch from Kittle, but he looked hesitant at times. And that's
Kittle
the thing.
Is a beast.
Kittle's just that was your good. That was the great for me. The great
he is
the bad.
So good.
He's gonna. I'm calling it right now. He's going all pro this season. He stays healthy. He will be all pro again. There's no doubt in my mind. George Kittle, for my money, best tight end in football.
He's Travis, so good.
Travis Kelce, sorry, see you later. Doesn't mean I'm taking him first overall fantasy because, as we know, fantasy's PPR most of the time, points per reception. I don't think he's going to get the most targets. Although, if we're talking about the lack of receiver depth, wide receiver depth, lack of tight end, just make this guy your number one. Make him the focal point of the offense. Why not? Right? Like, does that sound insane? Just feature him more. I mean, I know it sounds redundant. We say this every year. Can we see more of George Kittle? Can we see, Baldy talks about it all the time. Can we see more of this guy? Well, if you paid Luke Farrell to be that blocking guy, is that going to open up more things for Kittle in the passing game going forward?
You would hope. There's one element, like, I just think Juice plays way too much.
Well, that's, yeah.
I would play Farrell more. I think it gives him a little more formation creativity, and I just don't fear Juice in the passing game.
Farrell's a monster.
I think they think higher of Juice in the passing game than I do, and I don't know. I think the shift should be to more two tight end sets.
Yes.
I'm interested to see it. One thing that we're never going to get is, like, how are they really going to call plays in the regular season? They did a one end around yesterday with Ricky Pearsall.
Yeah.
That is one thing Ayuk's not good at, like the end around stuff. Debo was great at that.
Yeah.
I think Pearsall does have some, not gadgetry, but he's got more juice and wiggle on those types of plays. I think he can be an important player in that aspect. I think they're going to do fun stuff with him.
Well, you mentioned Pearsall right there. This is what Shanahan had to
shallow
say.
Crossers.
Yep, Shanahan had to talk about it yesterday after the joint practice with Denver, talking about the second-year wide receiver out of Florida.
Ricky's such a good football player, and he works so the right way, and he's got such natural hands, such natural route running ability, and the game's not too big for him. So Ricky's biggest thing is just being out there and trying to stack days. You know, he got off to a late start because of his hamstring, but he's been able to stack days here over these last couple weeks, and when he does that, he just gets better and better and really helps us out on offense.
And again, probably see him tomorrow, hopefully, against the Denver Broncos. And speaking of, you know, the big storyline yesterday wasn't so much Brock Purdy. It was Mac Jones in the twos, right? No one's saying there's a quarterback controversy.
No, he's just way better than their backups the last couple years.
He looked good yesterday against the twos. What do you want to tell me? In a day where the 49ers are getting punked left and right?
Yeah, I'm looking for positivity.
Mac Jones looked good yesterday. Shanahan saw
him. I'm actually really happy for him.
Yeah, me too. Shanahan talked about it.
Yeah, Mac's doing a good job. You know, we really liked what we've seen from him so far. You know, we had an idea what we hoped he'd be like, and he's been exactly that. He's been playing real well, and hopefully he'll continue that.
My favorite throw of the day from Mac, it wasn't the 60-yard bomb that everyone's going to, like, point to. There was I think it's Tariq Owens is wearing 83. I'm closing my eyes here trying to visualize it. Mm-hmm. Before he even makes the break, and as he turns, the head hadn't even turned. The body turned. He showed the 83. The ball was so on point. It caught him. He didn't catch it. It caught him. And I turned, and it's Grant and Bonte and you, and I go, wow. Yeah. That was a great throw.
Well, of all the throws,
that was a great throw by Mac Jones.
The arm talent, hell, it might have even been the third stringer Carter Bradley yesterday. Like
he had a couple of nice plays.
No, but like just the arm talent alone. But Mac Jones, I do think we sleep on because
made a great throw.
Let's be honest. What do we think about when we think about Mac Jones? You look at that picture when he had the cigar in his mouth in the locker room where he's pudgy. Come on. That's what we look at. Like, and that's what we think. Oh, he's not chiseled out of granite. He doesn't look like Josh Allen. He doesn't look like Cam Newton. He doesn't look like Lamar Jackson. He kind of looks like you or I with our shirts off, Joe.
Yeah.
But he's actually pretty big. He's like 6'3", 6'4". He's a big guy.
He's way bigger than I thought. And I think that it showcases itself in the pocket. Well, they actually gave him a pocket to throw from, though.
It showed when I saw him standing next to Trent Williams, it showed too, because they were kind of shooting the breeze after like their little... Trent's a big guy, but Mac wasn't like looking small in comparison to him, which I noticed. And they were hanging out, they were talking, after Trent, of course, was talking with all the Denver Broncos players. Here's more from Kyle Shanahan, though, yesterday. Talked about Christian McCaffrey at the joint practice.
With all the veterans and stuff and guys have kind of proven, I don't put a lot into the joint practices. I want it to be a normal practice. Like I want us to go out with the goal every day just to get better, however that is. And I think the guys are getting a little bored trying to get better every day versus themselves. So I think they were more excited to go against someone else today. But there's nothing that I really make up like, hey, today we're going against someone else, so we have to do A, B, and C. I mean, it's the exact same meeting in the morning that I've had all the other 12 days. It's different jersey out there.
That's interesting to me. Have we not been told how important joint practices have been like the last couple of years, Joe? Like,
he said it. Well, I'm talking about Shanahan himself has been the one to say it, who's been emphasizing that the joint practices are more important than the preseason game.
And now he's telling me they don't matter? Like, that's basically what he said. No, one more time.
Okay, let me play this. I don't think that was my takeaway.
With all the veterans and stuff and guys have kind of proven, I don't put a lot into the joint practices. I want it to be a normal practice. Like I want us to go out with the goal every day just to get better, however that is. And I think the guys are getting a little bored trying to get better every day versus themselves. So I think they were more excited to go against someone else today. But there's nothing that I really make up like, hey, today we're going against someone else, so we have to do A, B, and C. I mean, it's the exact same meeting in the morning that I've had all the other 12 days. It's different jersey out there.
Well, it just felt so nonchalant. In a day that felt blasé for the 49ers, I felt it in the postgame presser from the head coach.
Interesting.
It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it, Joe. But it felt like he was just sort of like, yeah, it didn't really matter. We got our asses kicked. Yeah, it is what it is. But he's not looking at it like that. So maybe I'm not the head coach of the 49ers.
He's saying it at the podium. I don't know what he's saying to his guys. And maybe he truly believes that. I don't know. Look, is it the end-all be-all? Not at all. But I do think that they wanted to see what they look like against other people. And I'm not you think Kittle, Bosa, Warner, Purdy, you think a practice shakes his belief on what he thinks of those guys?
Well, if I'm Brock Purdy, I come away from yesterday saying, oh my God, maybe my offensive line is awful. Like, maybe I'm screwed this year.
I'm talking about Kyle's view of those guys individually.
Well, he's
Kittle,
saying
Warner, Bosa. Like, there are made men on this team who, he's right, practice is not swaying your opinion on them. But I'm sure, like, for these other positions, like Jason Pinnock and Grant and all these guys in the secondary, I do think that practice is more important for those guys, no doubt.
You don't think the George Kittles of the world, because I saw the Denver, you know, secondary talking smack to Kittle.
Yeah,
I saw
Kittle has personal pride.
No, but I would like to see a lot of personal pride from all the friends here. I know Nick Bosa is going to give it his all. And he's going to get pissed going up against the opposition.
Sure.
I could understand. I know I saw Brandon Ayuk yesterday, not even playing, can't even participate, laser-focused, pissed off he couldn't be out there to go up against the Pat Surtains of the world. I know they're taking it seriously. I don't like hearing they get bored sometimes. It shouldn't be boring. You should be going out there to prove yourself. You got your asses kicked last year. It was a dumpster fire of a season. They need to all be laser focused and pissed off for greatness, Joe.
But Shanahan's never been the, like, let me rail on my team at the podium guy. So I'm personally not taking a lot out of that.
No, I just felt like it didn't really make me feel good if I was a Niner fan listening to that.
Okay.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah.
I didn't feel good about
either.
I didn't feel about Kyle Shanahan saying, hey, you know what? You know, the guys were bored. You know, it's nice to see another team out there, and then they can kind of get a feel for it. It just changes it up. It's really the same thing as the last 12 days. It really is. Really? Is it? Well, Baldy seems to think it's very important.
The coaches can control the amount of, you know, the tempo, the contact. It's going to be contact, unique contact. You can't evaluate offensive linemen or running backs without assimilated real game conditions. Because you got to see if running backs have any vision. Offensive linemen, you got to see if they can move big bodies, if they have anything, and defensive linemen as well. And so it's really important for the trenches and for running backs, I believe, to go out there and compete and show what you can do against other players. And you got to do it with your pads and your helmet and the whole thing. You got to simulate game. So it's really important, these practices. And then...
Oh, look at that. And then you just cut him off.
Great cutting. So using the Baldy algorithm of like, hey, you need to be able to evaluate the offensive line and the running backs. Mm-hmm. I thought the running backs were iffy outside of CMC. And I thought that the offensive line got worked by their D-line. But here's where I take a step back and I say, how many D-lines can replicate what Denver did? I don't know.
Eagles... Chiefs, maybe, but like a couple, maybe, yeah.
Right, so I'm sure a lot of why they looked the way they looked was because Denver's really good.
Right.
Denver's really, really, really good. And I think that was hammered home in my head yesterday. Like, wow. Like, this guy, Zach Allen, 99, with the big elbow, J.J. Watt elbow brace.
He did.
Was unbelievable.
That's another just aspect of just walking out on the field, Joe. And like, I'm always in awe of athlete size. And we were talking about it yesterday at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. You know, just the sheer width of some of these guys, they are like the biggest human beings you'll ever see.
Zach Allen is humongous.
I saw like just Nick Zakel, the backup offensive lineman that looked like Thor, dude.
Yeah, huge,
he looked just
huge.
Massive individuals. Yeah, Zach Allen, right? Trent Williams, even though he was like barely like in his like top shoulder pads and just regular pants on, just massive.
How about St. Brown? You walk onto the field, we see all the wide receivers. He's huge.
I understand why they keep cutting him and bringing him back.
He's so
like,
big.
Because whenever he comes back, it's like, wow, that guy's really big. Maybe he is good. And then he gets on the field. It's like, oh, he's not.
Skinny legs and ankles.
Yes.
Zero, like, juice, though.
No, but then you wonder why, like, and it's... You always look at these bodies, like, and you see it at the combine. It's like, I understand why they picked them. I understand why
it makes total sense.
But then you get the busts, right? But when it comes together, you get the Calvin Johnsons of the world. You get the Julio Jones of the world. And it's magic. It's awesome to see. Now, the Niners don't have a guy like that on this roster when it comes to just the physical prowess. Right. Even when Juwan does come back, he's a taller guy. He's not a burner. He's not going to run past you. He'll try to high top and get on top of you and then use his body. But he's not some like physical freak.
I'm obsessed with like the draft, right?
I love it too. I can't get enough of it.
And like, I love being like a year out on what my team needs. And it is so obvious, and I knew this like heading into last year's draft, but it's like, it's so obvious. Running back, wide receiver one, because you don't know where Ayuk is at, and swing tackle. I'm talking about offensively. Yeah. Like, swing tackle, they need, absolutely. Like, they are so razor thin at tackle. Wide receiver one, a legit 6'3", 6'4", big body guy who can play on the line and beat presses. And then they clearly need another running back. Like, this is just so obvious to me. They didn't have enough picks to fill all the needs that they had this year.
Talking about overreaction, and like I was telling them, the top 30 things I love, Joe, about the NFL, and I had preseason overreactions. You mentioned the wide receiver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The running back depth. Ashton Gentry made his debut yesterday, the top five pick for the Raiders, right?
And I didn't see any of it.
He had negative yards in total. And everyone's saying, we can't draft this guy the first round. He's horrible. I have more rushing yards than him, you and I.
The real hot story, though, did you see, is that he changed his stance.
I was on this a month ago. Chip Kelly made him change his stance.
Oh, Chip Kelly.
When I think of excellence in the NFL for long term, I think of Chip Kelly and his coaching.
Let's not fool ourselves. We were all drinking the Chip Kelly Kool-Aid this past year at Ohio State.
That's college.
They're national champions.
That's college.
Hey,
they have a receiver who could go into the draft right now and be a top five guy.
Everyone was telling me Chip Kelly was this next hot shot to be the offensive coordinator of the NFL. Now he was highly sought after.
I watched Chip Kelly run the same slow developing read zone play on fourth and one over and over again. He was insistent on telling me that Jeremy Curley was a number one. Jeremy Curley,
my man. That's a four.
Wrong Curley.
Maybe it's wrong Curley. By the way, we got Bonte Hill joining us at 9 o'clock.
So, do you think that Ashton Gentry is the number one running back?
Boy, he's cooked now. That's what everyone's saying. It's over.
Well, I'll wait till the Baldy film comes out to make my decision.
I hope everyone remembers what we were saying about C.J. Stroud in his first ever preseason start. That he was awful. He was like 1 of 10 for like 17 yards, and everyone said he was a bust.
I will always just hate on Chip Kelly. Just know that, all right? I want you to understand that.
Well, you hated on Sean Payton forever, but you're coming back around on him.
Yeah, okay, but Sean Payton's done in the NFL for 20 years.
Okay.
All right, he's a Super champion.
Okay.
Chip Kelly's a bum, all right? He's a bum.
Doc Rivers, could he ever get back in your good graces?
Look, just remember, there are certain people that scorn you in life. Chip is a bum to me, all right? And I don't care what success he has in college or whatever. He's a bum to me. He will always be a bum to me, all right? That's just some guys rub me wrong. When he said to Lowell Cone, Lowell Cone said, you'll never use the fullback. And I'll never forget this. And he said, Yeah, I don't use the fullback. He goes, so if I gave you Jim Brown or Mike Allstott in their prime, you couldn't find a way to use him? And he said, nope, we don't use the fullback. I was like, well, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. If I gave Sean Payton, Mike Allstott, or Jim Brown in their prime, do you don't think he could find a way to use them?
I think they would.
That's pretty stubborn.
Maybe.
That's pretty stubborn by Chip. He got ran out of UCLA as a head coach. All right, I don't even want to hear about Chip.
But then he wanted Ohio State, so it all worked out for him.
As an assistant. I mean, that was so disappointing, him at UCLA. It just went back, like, so all this fanfare and then just an absolute burnout down there.
Sean Foster had never coached a game. They're like, upgrade.
All right, Tom Sula or Chip Kelly? Who's on the bigger hierarchy?
Tom Sula actually won 5 games. I can't believe I'm saying this.
Tom Sula, Jimmy T, Fartgate.
Hey, Tom Sula was a great D-line coach.
You remember that?
Look. Talk smack about him as a head coach. He wasn't good. I'm not here to defend that. Tom Sula won 5 games. That's all I'm going to say.
We're comparing.
Good positional coach.
Kelly lost to Johnny Manziel.
We're giving perspective here. There was Kyle Shanahan's Johnny Manziel, too. Look at that. Offensive coordinator for the Cleveland Browns.
They went. This is my favorite. They were going to Chicago playing in a frozen tundra game. They stayed somewhere on the East Coast where it was super humid. And the Niners social media team put out a video. And it was Chip Kelly, like with the special teams, preparing for the snow. And they were pouring a water bottle over a football. I was like, we're so cooked. What are we? We're in 100 degree heat.
Was that Matt Barkley?
I don't remember who it was.
Snow is made of water.
It was Matt Barkley for the Chicago Bears.
You don't pour a water bottle over a football in Florida to prepare for Chicago snow.
I mean, you're preparing in Florida for Chicago. You're already lost.
That's why Chip. Oh my God!
It snowed in Florida this past year, didn't it?
Chip Kelly.
Well, it's always snowing there.
I'm
if you guys
so
catch my
out
drift,
on Chip Kelly. I just moved past him. He's just always going to be a guy.
2016. Yeah, it was Matt Barkley. I remember that game. Matt Barkley and Kaepernick. Come on. Oh, the times have changed.
I mean, like, honestly, I could hate on Sean Payton as, like, a joke. Sean Payton's been he has been the architect of an incredible offense for so long. For so long. Chip Kelly? Guy had 5 seconds with the Eagles. We're reinventing football.
They did make the playoffs.
The dream team.
Nick Foles had 7 touchdowns at the Coliseum. I saw it. I was there. Riley Cooper. Yikes, don't bring up that name anymore. Hey, Shanahan, how'd you think Brock Purdy did yesterday?
Don't talk about that.
I had a real good day. I'll never know for sure until I watch the tape, but put him in a lot of challenging positions, and I thought he handled most of them pretty well.
There you go. He handled most of them pretty well. There you go. I thought he had a good day.
I thought Brock had no time to throw.
I did not think he had a good day. I'm just going to say that. I thought he had some good moments. I wouldn't say his day overall. I think his day, he's going back and saying, oh, my God, am I going to have to shorten my release time? I'd have to work on that.
You've never been on the field to see him like that close. It is jarring for your first time to see how small he is, right?
He is. Like, he's
got to move. Like, he's got to move around.
It felt like you or I were in the pocket at times. Because, like, just the size. Because he's only, like, 1 or 2 taller than us.
Yeah.
So, even then, like, no, he's bigger. He's got the lower body. He's got big legs.
But he's a movement guy. And so, I think it's really hard to replicate the way he plays in games in practice. So, that's why I'm like, I take a lot of the Purdy stuff from yesterday. He wasn't great. No. I'm not losing my mind over it. To me, the O-line gave him no time. And receivers, that's a problem for them.
Well, Baldy talked about it yesterday with us, and it's a really good cut. I'm going to play in a second. But just expectations overall for Brock and how we view what he's going to look like this season is going to be very interesting, because there's going to be the fan base is going to be split. Either, hey, you made him the highest paid quarterback. Figure it out, dude. Like, sorry, I'm not giving you any excuses. Or you could have some nuance in your conversation, which we don't like to have anymore when it comes to sports talk. We don't like nuance. Bonte getting mad at me yesterday because I had the gall to say after week 1, if Sam Darnold looks good and Brock Purdy doesn't, we're going to compare the quarterbacks, because that's what we do. I'm not going to say, oh, Brock looked like this against the Denver defense and Sam Darnold looked like this against the Niners defense. It's like, no, we're going to compare it, because that's just what we do as a society. Whether it's right or wrong, that is what we do. And now we're going to be comparing Brock to not just the Darnolds and the Geno Smiths, a lot of like, or the Jalen Hurts. No, he's getting paid to be the highest paid player in the history of the franchise. We're comparing him to the Josh Allens, the Lamar Jacksons, and the Joe Burrows. Aren't we, Baldy?
It's just to be as consistent as possible. You go around this league right now and you talk to Lamar, Josh Allen, like, they've got the MVPs. They've got the hardware from that, but they all want a Super Bowl. They got to play bigger and better in big games. And so really the question becomes, and it's like Joe Burrow as well. I mean, the question is, give your team a chance to win it all every year. That means to play at the highest and most elite level. That means making everybody else better around you. And how you do that is You convert your third downs. You finish in the red zone, in the end zone. Like, those kind of things.
And here's more from Baldy talking about Brock being paid to be an elite quarterback.
You look at the years that some of these guys had last year. Baker Mayfield had one of the top 10 seasons of all time. 41 touchdowns, over 4,500 yards. Only 9 other quarterbacks in the history have done it. But he didn't win a Super Bowl. He got beat in the playoffs. All right, he fumbled a snap in the fourth quarter, you know, against the Rams, and didn't get that opportunity. But for Brock at this point, he's paid to be in that same company of all the guys I just mentioned, okay? Burrow, Josh, Lamar, obviously Patrick is Patrick, but he's paid to be in that category. They paid Trevor Lawrence to be in that category. He hasn't done it yet. The evolution is to be in that top echelon of quarterbacks every year and giving your team a chance to win every year and to go in and to get to the playoffs every year. That's what he's paid to do, and that's the evolution. That's what the expectations are.
It is the expectations, and Baldy has forgotten more football than any of us will ever know. But you got to have players around you. You've got to have an offensive line. You got to have weapons. And look, your decision making is going to factor in that, you know, forcing balls into certain windows and all that. I've watched the way Shanahan plays football, and to think that they're going to go Peyton Manning style, I'll let Brock call everything at the line, and we're just going to spread this out, and we're going to put the ball in Brock's hands and go, you know, tight end split out, three wide receiver sets, and we're just going to gun and run. Like, that's just not how they play football.
You're an idiot.
So when no. So well, I don't know why you did that drop. So like you see how they're going to line up. They're going to take their time. They're going to get under center and they're going to try to run the ball and establish the run and then work off the run. And so like for Brock to be the best version of Brock, this team's got to also carry their weight. And if Brock takes a step back this year, I'm telling you, it's going to be not just on Brock. It's going to be because of the things we're identifying now, which is, hey, this O-line's got it. They got to protect him. Hey, Shanahan, your play calling can't be predictable. Your wide receivers have – somebody's got to step up here. You know, somebody's got
to
step up.
I'm very curious to see the comments of, like, some of these as the season goes on, how Kyle Shanahan talks about the quarterback play, talks about the offense, if he's going to give him the benefit of the doubt, because I felt like towards the end of the Jimmy Garoppolo era, Joe, it was, yeah, we missed him. Like, it was very just short and I'm over this guy, and you could feel it in the presser. You could feel it on the sidelines. If they start hitting some bumps in the road this season and the quarterback play is not great and Brock is missing, and yeah, it's probably going to be for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, but people don't want to hear that.
But people don't want to hear that.
I will grant you that.
I'm just going to say, like, you can tell me all you want. Like, well, the offensive line, always just like, yeah, but we're paying this guy to be the dude. It'd be one thing if it was Mac Jones, right, is my backup, mm-hmm. and we're looking like this. Like, okay, well, paid him $6 million, whatever, I could draft the quarterback. No. It's Brock Purdy, and we're set in stone with this guy for the next couple of years. So that's it. Nick is in Berkeley, wants to join the conversation. Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, man, like Harbaugh said yesterday or a couple of days ago, I think somebody said he made a comment. He said the offensive line is the tip of the spear and we got to get after him.
Harbaugh.
Be aggressive. And I'm like, man, if we don't keep Brock upright, it's going to be big problems, man, because he's shifty. He can juke you. He can sidestep you. He can step up in the pocket. He's very good manipulating the pocket. But when he gets out there in the open field and tries to run, man, it's like Garoppolo all over again, man. I've seen him get hurt a couple times. He took some hard hits, man, his first couple years. I mean, he got smashed really, really nice. And as we know, he got knocked out in the playoffs. I'm just like, we cannot have that. That's why we got to have a really good backup, but we're doing that. But, you know, like Brock, as long as we have our offensive line protected him and our run game keeps him off balance and Shanahan doesn't go into a crevasse and lose his mind, you know what I'm saying, and disappear for a bit, then we'll be all right. But other than that, I'm worried about the wide receiving core. But I think with Salah back in our defense, we're going to get plenty of chances on offense, and that's going to balance it out.
That's Nick in Berkeley.
His feet weren't really on display yesterday, Purdy's. He is so good at escaping trouble in the pocket, which negates this porous offensive line conversation. But I think there's like a line of demarcation. He's got to be decisive with his feet and either rip the ball or run with it. I think last year he kind of ran around, but held onto the ball a little too long. And that's where I do believe he can get into trouble. And I just, They got to get him on the move more. I want to see Shanahan moving the platform for him when their O-line's getting caved in like that.
And maybe try something new out in preseason, right? Maybe move him around.
That's a good
point. Like, do you want to see Brock Purdy play tomorrow? Who on the Niners right now
needs
the reps for preseason game one tomorrow? Let's get into it. 888-957-9570. Call or text in. Who on the Niners needs the most reps tomorrow for preseason? 888-957-9570. But that leads us to the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Some bad news and worse news out of training camp yesterday. 49ers rookie defensive end Mykael Williams had to leave practice yesterday with a knee injury that was later revealed to be a knee hyperextension. Despite avoiding serious injury, Williams is still expected to miss a week of practice. Worse news is rookie running back Jordan James broke his finger in practice and will have to undergo surgery as a result and will be out a couple of weeks.
I didn't even see him on the field.
Neither did I. And the injury report was brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Who needs the reps tomorrow? Preseason game one at Levi's Stadium between the Broncos and the Niners. Do you want to see CMC? Do you want to see Brock? And who do you not want to see out there? 888-957-9570. Plus, Bonte Hill, 9 o'clock hour in studio on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.